Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thank you for joining the Silke Undressed Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Cece Cole, and we have a fabulous program set up for you today. I would like to start off by saying that today is a nice and crispy day here in Florida. I hope all of you are all having the same wonderful morning as I am. It's nice and crispy. It's always great to wake up to some really nice, fresh air. I know that's really hard to come by in today's environment. But we do have a very exciting program lined up for you today. We have a guest that I am excited to talk about and find out all that she is doing on a national scale. Silke Undressed is a talk radio show where we focus on the lifestyle of the lady CEO. We talk about our successes. We capture the true essence of women, their soul of the heart, and the center of their success. Each month, we highlight motivating stories in the Success by Design section of our magazine that enrich the true lives of women. We reveal the true stories of real women and their true experiences and culture and heritage, their dreams, their passion, wealth, health, diversification, and we talk about all those things that we had to go through to break through to get to our level of success. Silke Undressed, I'm proud to say, is read cover to cover. We cover all types of topics for women all around the world. And it's a wonderful tool. We thank each and every one of you for joining up each and every month and to make us the big success that we are today. We are now distributing to over 250,000 women, so I thank you so very much for joining us at Silke Undressed. Please do not forget to go in and sign up for this issue at www.silkeendressed.com. This one joining us today, we do have Wilma McNabb. We will be talking to Wilma about her transition from being a college mom to being an NFL mom. And we're going to talk about all the exciting projects that Wilma is working on. Wilma, are you there with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I am so blessed. I thank you so very much for joining us this morning on the Silke Undressed Talk Radio Show. Are you in Chicago?
No, I went down to Florida for a little bit just to enjoy the warm weather for a few. This is the first time this season that I'm missing a game, and I feel really, really guilty on this morning, so you're going to have to help me out with that.
So it's your first game that you missed, and I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
So what part of Florida are you? Are you like south or north?
Yeah, I'm in south
Florida. Okay. So it's a lot warmer down there where you guys are.
It really is than at home in Chicago.
Right. Well, Wilma, I'm really excited about your profile. I see that you are the president of the Professional Football Players Mothers Association,
yes,
which is a national group of diverse women who support their sons and families in transition from becoming that college football player to the professional football player with the NFL.
Yes.
And it seems like you guys follow their career and make sure you give them that the continuity in terms of support throughout. And you're largely known as Mama. People call you Mama all around America. You know, when they refer to you, they call you Mama because of your partnership with Campbell's Chunky Soup, the whole ad campaign that you've done. It was a really successful campaign, and that's how I know you.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you go ahead and talk to us a little bit. We like to have very open, candid, casual conversations because we really talk about real stories, real women. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the Campbell's Soup campaign and how that all came about. It's a very fascinating story.
That was some years ago after Donovan first started in the league, and I used to see, just as I know a lot of women and people out there saw those Campbell's commercials with the moms and sons, and as you entered the NFL, that was one of your dreams and goals, because I've heard it since then, you know, I want to be on the Chunky Soup commercial. And, of course, I was one to say that, too. But at the time, they were definitely using, you know, the Super Bowl champs and things like that, and you never thought that would be in your reach, to be honest with you. But when we got the call, it was unbelievable. And the first year, Donovan did it without me, and he did it with an actress. And we as an organization decided, why can't we, the real mothers, be be on the Campbell Soup commercials with their sons. And so we started a campaign, and I would put it out there for Donovan, since he was in there with an actress. I would ask them, why wouldn't you use the real mothers? And at that time they said, well, they only had 2 days to do the shoot the commercial, and they needed experts for that because they didn't know if, you know, a real mom would have that experience and, you know, that kind of thing. But I guess they really sat down and thought about it. And so the next year, Donovan was chosen to do the commercial again. His agent called me, and he said, are you sitting down? And I said, yes. He said, guess what? Campbell's is going to use the real moms. So that
awesome.
Year, it was awesome. It was myself, Gladys Bettis, and, a few other moms. Hasselbeck's mom, Betsy's been in it, and John Lynch's mom's been in it. Strahan's mom's been in it. So I've met a lot, and we were able to do that a commercial for 6 years, the longest standing for a mom and son to do. So that was definitely a blessing for us, and we had a wonderful time doing it.
Well, that is awesome, I tell you. And, you know, it's really, you know, and I'm not saying this just to say this to flatter you, but I have definitely started using Chunky more because of that, really, because I'm like, you know what, that's right, it's close to my grandma's cooking, okay, you know, and because it gives you those visuals and it does make you feel at home, seeing you there with your son, you know, the big man eating Chunky soup, you know. So, you know, thank you very much. Now I love the beef and barley.
I'd like to say that Chunky just really put the moms back in the forefront again to let you know that, you know, we fill them right up with that food, and we helped make that wonderful big burly football player. So I'd like to thank Campbell's for that, you know, to assisting the moms and getting out there in the forefront again.
Well, absolutely, and I see that. That's one of the things that I really, truly admire most about the organization.
Yeah.
You ladies really get together, and you're very community-oriented in terms of reaching out and helping people. You partner with the American Heart Association for the Red Dress campaign.
That's right. Go Red.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one that I know that we can do a better job at in terms of advocating for a healthy heart.
Yes.
We can do a much better job at that because it is a top killer. I know we focus a lot on cancer. My ministry focuses on cancer, but, you know, the American Heart Association, the Red Dress campaign, is a very viable campaign to work with. Tell me what your organization does with the American Heart Association.
Well, it's been kind of close to our hearts because within the last couple of years, before we partnered with the American Heart Association, we had one of our own mother suffer with cardiac problems and ended up with open heart surgery. And I'm sure we've had others, but we know of Gladys Bettis. So she was our poster person, and we all went through it together with her. And so it was nothing but a fit, a win-win situation once we decided to partner with them and get the word out, put it on our website as we are on their website, and work with the American Heart Association in order to get the word out, the awareness out there that that's another big problem with women is heart. So we've decided to do that, and we raise money once we have events. We give some of our proceeds go to the American Heart Association, and we're just out there, you know, standing for the cause to tell people if you have any difficulty, make sure you go and be tested and be checked for your heart.
Oh, wow. And now are you going directly? Are you just working directly with the Red Dress campaign? Do you do door-to-door campaigning with them?
No, we don't do door-to-door. We use our visibility to speak on it.
We also
have little fundraisers in our little team, in our little NFL cities, to raise money to donate to them, to help them with the cause for the American Heart Association. So when you see a mom, a professional football player's Mother's Association, think of Go Red also, and think to keep yourself in the best condition as possible to make sure you get checked, get your heart checked at all times.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you also work with the Feed in America Project. Is that part of the whole Chunky Campbell Soup campaign?
It was. It was. Okay. We raised food. Campbell's donated and in our name, and we raised cans of food for the local food banks in our city, in the cities in which we live. And that was a great opportunity for us. We had 32 cities, 32 moms raising cans of soup, and they ended up with winners. We had winners for that campaign, and that went on all of last year, I think, and we ended up at the Super Bowl for the Super Bowl that was in Tampa, and the winners came, and we donated over a million cans.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Now, is that a yearly campaign that you do at a certain time of the year, or was it just that one time?
That was a campaign that Campbell's did last year, and now we have some moms that have continued on to do it. I have a mom, Sandra Moore, in New Orleans, who will be doing hers the end of this month again. Once you did it, you felt how embracing and how helpful you were. And that's what it's all about, is giving back to the community and helping the community. And in this economic time, that's one thing we need to try to do, and we are, as mothers of NFL sons.
I know, and it's really tough, you know, especially, you know, when it comes down to providing, and I know that, you know, you have a son, and I raised two boys, and it's always very difficult when you have a young male that you're really trying to track and you're trying to be a role model for and everything that he does in his life. So by you giving back to community, not only are you saying that, you know, what life is tough and we understand that, but we're here to help.
Yes, indeed. And that's another reason that a lot of us have started foundations for our sons, is to make sure that they learn to give back. They've been blessed, highly blessed, and you want to make sure that you, you know, help others. And if that's in the form of food, the cans of food for the food bank, or Donovan's Foundation in particular, we help children that suffer with diabetes, simply because my husband and my mom suffer with diabetes, and so we want to make sure those kids in the inner cities get to go to the camps and get a chance to take care of that. But the organization, we do the Go Red for Women as we give back. We do breast cancer as we give back. And we've done so many different campaigns as Professional Football Players Mothers Association. We do shoe drive. We do clothes drives. Anything and everything that we can in an NFL city, that's what we do.
Well, shoe drive, I want to be there. Sounds excited.
We have fun, too. Besides doing the philanthropic work, we have a lot of fun getting together and doing that. It just, you know, it warms your heart when you're able to give back. It's a blessing, as I say. We've been blessed, and we want to make sure we try to bless someone else.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be having some moms join us today, and mm-hmm. I think we do have a call on the line. Carla, are you there?
Hello.
Carla, are you there?
Yes, this is Catrice Jackson.
Hi, Catrice. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Cece?
Well, I'm doing fine. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. We do have Miss Wilma McNabb. She is the NFL mother of Donovan McNabb. How are you? Say hi to her.
Well, hello. What a lovely surprise. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous now that I actually know who I am speaking with and am hearing your story. What a wonderful story.
Yeah, what a blessing, what a blessing.
Yes.
What's really amazing is that Ms. Jackson, Catrice has your son. Catrice, how old is he?
He is 17. He's a senior in high school.
Okay. Does he play football?
Absolutely he does. He is a defensive lineman and tackle for the Omaha North High Vikings.
Okay.
And actually, we just had a game last night that we won, and so if they win one more game, they will be district champs and have the opportunity to go into the playoffs. We were one game from winning last year, so he was a junior then, and he vowed, "Mom, I'm taking it to state next year."
That is wonderful. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. We are very blessed and proud of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm looking at the two different times and the timelines in both of your sons' lives. Now, Ms. McNabb, when Donovan was her son's age in high school, did he have career goals of being a professional football player? Because I know he was really good at basketball as well.
He did. And, you know, when he was in high school, he excelled in both sports. And so he really didn't know at that time which organization he would like to go in when he was in high school. But as we got a little closer towards, is he a senior, your son a senior?
Yes, he is.
We found that they were recruiting more heavily in the football side. So he decided that's what he would do. And so I guess probably during his senior year he had made that decision to go to football instead of basketball. So, yeah, he did know at that time. It was unbelievable to me, and we ended up at Syracuse University. He went there, and he got the quarterback position. Because we were just really, really proud of that. As we courted, you know, they get a chance to visit five different schools, I think, on a visit and decide which one fits for you. And that's what you have to decide, help him decide which is the best fit for your son in his position.
Well, how did you determine that? What metrics or qualifying factors did you consider? And because I know he was also recruited by or courted by University of Nebraska.
Yes,
so how did you choose Syracuse over Nebraska?
Well, you have to really sit down and do the pros and cons for yourself. Now, Donovan, being a quarterback, wanted to play as a quarterback. And sometimes, and some of the schools, they wanted to change his position. So you have to decide if that's okay with you or not, and that was not okay with Donovan. So out of the five schools, the two, and Nebraska was one, and Syracuse was the other, that decided and said that they would keep him in that quarterback position. If that's what he wanted, that's what they would do. And the other school said they would draft him as an athlete. Well, that's not what. So you have to make sure you have to listen to what they're saying and see how it fits you. And so it was between the two. And at the time, I think Nebraska had a quarterback, a young quarterback coming up. So Donovan also thought that he wouldn't get to play as much as he would have liked to. And that's how we deducted and went to Syracuse University.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
So what was it like to be a college mom of a very promising athlete who's on his way to the NFL? What challenges did you face, and how did you find your footing?
That was tiring, I would say, because you want to support your child, and as a son, I have my husband. It was he and I both, and I would feel remiss if I did not put him in there. We supported and we went to the games, and so we traveled from Illinois to New York to see those Saturday games and be there and turn around and go back home on Saturday night on the train sometimes, or we drive to so that was a little stressful because you get ready to go back to work on Monday with swollen ankles and things like that. the things you do. But Donovan was redshirted the first year, and so I also had to stress that education, because another thing I'm quite proud of, not only did he go in the NFL, he also graduated from Syracuse University. We're going to take advantage of all the options that you have out there, and by him being scholarship, you make sure you get a degree from the college that we went to. So I was proud of Donovan for all of that. But he did a great job, and I still didn't think he was going in the NFL in the beginning. I was more focused on getting the education. Until we started getting towards the end of that year, you know, his senior year and that, before I could see that.
Was it something that he expressed, or was it because of the interest that was generated by the agents and the recruiters?
Well, and that's another thing. That came later because we didn't want to be out of compliance with anything. I wanted to make sure that we were on the up and up, and that's what you should do. You know, you're provided with the opportunity to get an education on scholarship, and Donovan got a chance to play the game that he loved, football, and get his education. So the agents, they may have tried to, but we would was unacceptable until it was time for him to after he graduated and was ready to go into the NFL.
Okay, now is that not something that's not widely practiced? So what you're saying is that sometimes they leave college early to go professional.
Oh, yes,
and really don't
do.
Get the degree. Okay.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, some people do, and I understand that for them. And sometimes that's the best way. I mean, that's the only way. You've been playing really, really well, and, you know, you don't want to get hurt, and you think that you will go high in the draft. So, yes, some people do leave early, yes.
Wow. Now, Donovan had a very impressive first season when he went pro. What was your transition in like when he was getting ready to go pro? You realized that decision has been made. He's been accepted in NFL. What strategic goal methods did you put in place for you and your family to make that transition to be able to cope with the new lifestyle and the new demand on your family?
Well, once we found out that he was going to go in the NFL, we decided to prepare a team. And we call it, to this very day, 11 years later, Team McNabb. And Team McNabb consists of the football agent, the marketing agent, a financial advisor, an estate planner, an attorney. So we did all that. We did our homework to sit down, and once the agents and things start coming around, we had questions to ask, intelligent questions that we had become knowledgeable of to ask to decide which agent we decided we wanted to go with. So you put a team together. That's your structure to make sure you do get an organized structure of sorts. Also, my husband and I had structure for the, I have two sons, not only Donovan, I have another son, in life, just learning how to be strong, independent, intelligible black men, and I was proud of them with that. But you do have to organize a team and make sure you think about that as you move forward. And that's another thing that we do in the Professional Football Players Mothers Association is mentor to the young moms, because sometimes they don't know about that, and the college moms, because as you're coming out, you need to learn, know all of this and know which direction to go to help you once your son does get into the NFL.
Wow, so let's talk a little bit about the association. So now it is it's a consortium of women,
yes,
who have sons that are in the NFL, and you guys support one another.
Yes.
What do you find is the common thread, the common challenge that you face as a mother that other women face as well with your son being a professional football player?
Well, one good thing about it is once the rookies come, and your son's considered a rookie once his first year into the NFL, and you as a mom, as your first year into the Professional Football Players Mothers Association, you will also be a rookie among veteran moms. And we have seen it, done it, been through it, been there, as we would say. So there's nothing that you might go through that one of us have not gone through. And so the mentoring, we do a lot. We educate the NFL mothers about the business of the NFL. We also implement programs that advance our education. We have people to come from the NFL to come and speak to us. They do seminars. We have seminars and in-service programs to continue our education as well as educating our young moms that are coming into the league. So that's helpful. You need someone to bounce something off of, to ask a question, another mom or another dad. That's quite important in this career.
Oh, absolutely, because I know that it's a lot. It's a lot to get adjusted to.
Yes,
not only do you have the business aspect, but you have the financial aspect. And,
yes,
you know, some players aren't lucky enough to have parents that are behind them, supportive, and so therefore they have to rely on a man-made team that they're not, you know, that's not really their family,
mm-hmm,
to help guide them. And sometimes it's not always the best guidance. I have two friends that have professional football players as sons. You know, one of my friends, and he said that he has to encourage his son to purchase a home, And he also had to spend like 4 to 5 months speaking to other players to, you know, to convince them that it's best to invest your money into buying a home.
Yeah.
And I was amazed that a lot of them don't do that.
Well, once an NFL player is drafted in the NFL, there is a thing called a rookie symposium that is given by the NFL, and they are taught that they are taught that in during that rookie symposium. It's 3-4 days of intense seminars and training and learning. They have NFL players. They have a lot of people, talents that come in and speak to them. And that is one thing that they do stress to them. Sometimes we as parents then, once they leave that that environment and they come home, we have to re-stress it. And as you said, the guy, you do have to re-stress it, that you have to put this money to good use, something invest instead of, you know, just spending it all. Make sure you use it wisely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Catrice, now your son has goals and aspirations to be a football player. What questions do you have for Ms. McNabb?
Oh, my goodness. So many questions. Well, he is, like I said, a senior in high school. His aspirations is, of course, to play college ball as well as play in the NFL. He would love to go to LSU and be a Tiger. And from there, he has not created any more vision. But certainly we are looking at his options as, you know, football season is coming to an end. And I guess the first question is, oftentimes you find that coaches will have their favorites or their picks, or they'll have the stars of the team or whatever the case may be, and they may do a lot of promotion for certain kids. As a mother and as a group of people who see potential in a child who has the ability to, you know, go to college and play ball and potentially go on to the NFL, what would you suggest in terms of getting him prepared for that, as well as letting the world know or letting colleges know about, you know, his skill and his ability? So how do you help get the foot in the door would be one of my initial questions.
And I do understand that. My husband has a business that focuses on that, not that A-lister kind of thing, but you have to do the legwork now. You have to get your son out there, and that is apply to the schools that he wants, and I hear him say LSU. So you have to fill out those information, but don't limit yourself. You make sure you do other colleges. Get him to decide on other colleges. Say that he doesn't get the one that he wants, because what you really want to look for is someone that will want him and let mm-hmm. him play at the position that he wants. And so fill out those college forms and send them in as athletes. And hopefully you can have some film on your child kind of thing, some film. And we used to do that little video things to get someone to come and do some film on your child and his years as he played kind of thing. Have that on hand once they request that, because they will request that kind of thing and make those visits. So you're going to have to do the legwork now. You tout your own child. You tap your own self on the back. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yes.
Well, I would love to share with you that we are highly considering a community college. And, you know, I've had some people say, well, you know, why that route? Well, what the college we're considering is in El Dorado, Kansas. It's Butler Community College. It is the number one JUCO college in the country since 2000, mm-hmm. and they have a phenomenal record of bringing athletes in and academically and emotionally preparing them to go on to four-year colleges.
Yes.
And they have a wonderful listing of actual players who've come to their college and have gone pro. And they're actually the number one college in the country who does that, who prepares student athletes to really get ready for what that is and sends them off to the pros. So he's very excited about that school. We went and visited the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most recent player that they sent on was Rudy Johnson, who plays with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of our options right now. They have accepted him, and at this point, that's where he's going unless, you know, something else comes up or we come up with some other opportunities. But even with this, we're very excited about it because it has extreme potential. I think that a lot of four-year colleges look first here when they're looking at community colleges for football players.
And you do have players that go that route, and they go to junior college before they get into the four-year college, and that's a great thing. It seems like you've done your homework, and you've put your team together and decided to do what's best for your son. So that sounds great. You know, good luck to you on that. And, you know, you really won't know until the end probably, but just don't limit it. Right, you know, just don't accept it so close. Give it a little more time. Something
right.
else may come up, and otherwise, you know what you have.
Right,
you understand? You know what you have. So that sounds great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program, and,
mm-hmm.
and the way it works here, we're in Omaha, Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and the actual signings start to take place in February.
Yeah, right.
Uh huh.
Right. So you do have some time. You know, to think on it and see what other options come out, and maybe that LSU may come to him. You never know.
Well, we're keeping all our options open because I think he's very passionate about it. And
yeah.
as you probably know, you know, when your kid, you know, speaks life into something, you really have to trust that there's something within them that they know what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly. So, Ms. McNam, tell us some of the exciting things that you have coming up with the association and how people can get involved to help you. If it's a community event. Tell us what do you have exciting that's coming up that we can brag about.
Our next event for the Professional Football Players Mothers Association, affectionately known as PFMA, that's P-F-P-M-A, .org. So make sure you go online and look at the beautiful faces of the moms and a lot of our news. We have news on there and our upcoming event. We're preparing now for the Super Bowl, and we do Super Bowl. We meet twice a year, and that's in an NFL city in July, and we also meet at the draft for the moms whose sons are being drafted. We meet there. So that's two times a year, definitely. And then some of us go to the Super Bowl, and we do events at the Super Bowl. We always make a donation to some charity at the Super Bowl, and we have little events kind of thing. So that's what we're preparing for right now. And if you go online on our website, pfpma.org, you will see what we have going on for the future. I look forward to any of the moms out there to view our website, as well as the dads. There is a dads organization. And so make sure you look at the links on our links, and you'll see all of them as well. We're always preparing. It's always preparing. And we're in the middle of football season now, so that's what we're preparing, to go to a game. Every weekend we're trying to manage that and keep your son lifted up in prayer, your son as well as my son and all of the sons that play in the National Football League.
Well, thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy day, Mrs. McNabb, to sit here and speak with us this morning. We do have a format with our magazine where we try to get your most positive mantras to leave with us, as well as your jewels of wisdom.
Yes. And Katrina, just a little, that Catrice, is that your name?
Yes.
She's just a little... go online and really and check out our organization. And also, there is, as I say, my husband does a business, and it's SEADO, SEADO.com. Look at that. And he helps young men in high school as they foresee to play in the NFL. So that might help you as well. Just a little word to you is wise. And I look forward to meeting you once your son goes in the NFL and you join the Professional Football Players Mothers Association, okay?
I will be right there. Thank you so much. I'm on the website right now.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, Ms. McNabb, so go ahead and leave us with one of the quotes that actually motivates you, your favorite quote.
Oh, one of my favorite quotes. quotes. Let me
see. Ma'am.
Oh, wow. You know, people know me a lot by the Campbell's Soup commercial, as you said, and we said we want to fill you right up. And that's what I used to say during those campaigns, fill you right up. And that's what we really want to do to the moms out there, to fill you right up with education and inform you about the business of the NFL.
Well, thank you so very much. And just before you go, once again, give us the website where people can join you, as well as if you have any newsletters that they can sign up for.
Okay. The newsletter is right on the web, and our website is pfpma.org, pfpma.org, and we look forward to all of you coming on site and seeing our beautiful faces and see all the wonderful work that we do as our sons play in the NFL.
Well, thank you so very much once again, and you both take care, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Cece. Thank you, Katri.
Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you have it. Our special guest this morning, Miss Wilma McNabb, mother of Donovan McNabb, quarterback playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. I tell you that it's just a wonderful thing to have the pride of a mother to talk to you about the development of being a mom in a really tough environment and encouraging your children to do what they absolutely love and what they're passionate about. You never know what can really come of that. So another great demonstration of what happens when you're really invested with your children, spend time with them in school, and believe in them and help them with their goals and their dreams and aspirations. She's very involved in the community, working with American Heart Association, as well as a Feed in America project, all things that actually give back to the community. It's the heart of the woman that really matters. And I just want to thank Ms. McNabb once again for joining us this morning and telling us a little bit about her story and a little bit about Donovan in terms of what they went through and making that transition from going to college mom to professional mom. And once again, please go to the website to support the national organization, the association, and all their involvements in the community. Please go to www.pfpma.org, and that is Professional Football Players Moms Association, Mothers Association.org. That's www.pfpma.org. And when you go there, you can click on the links for their news and their see all the things that they're doing within the community and support them any way that you can and sign up for the newsletter. So once again, we'd like to thank you for joining the Silk and Dress Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Cece Cole. Until next time, take care, be well, and be successful.